Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Tom Kinney in studio tonight. SpongeBob, amongst other voices. What all voices do you do on SpongeBob SquarePants?
I do SpongeBob.
Sure.
I do Gary, his meowing snail, that pretty much just says meow.
Yeah. Right. Oh, except one time he speaks with an English accent.
That's
one
true.
Episode, yes.
That's true. Although, you know, you would think that after four seasons, they would have gotten hip to the fact that they could just use the meows from the first season and not have to pay me. But
yeah,
but there's a,
Did you do the Gary when he actually spoke?
Yeah. Yes, I believe I did. I believe I did. And then there's like a Jacques Cousteau French narrator that is on there, and there's a goofy live action pirate named Patchy that hosts some of the shows that I do. A pirate that lives in Encino.
Who's Mr. Krabby?
That is the great Clancy Brown of Shawshank Redemption and Carnival fame.
Wow.
Also makes a great chocolate-covered ice cream swirl cone. Clancy Muldoon's. Yeah, I think that was the name of the place.
Clancy Muldoon's.
Yeah. Hey, remember when there used to be ice cream places?
Yeah, Swenson's.
Yeah, there was the Farrell's. I don't know if you had a Farrell's.
Syracuse, New York.
They
didn't have them out there, but were those like kind of like the ragtimey ones?
Yeah. Sort of 1890s-esque ice cream parlors.
Somebody decided between Farrell's and Shakey's that kids were in love with ragtime and Scott Joplin.
Yeah. Yes.
As a nine-year-old, there's nothing more you like than the 20s, the music of the 20s. Hello, my baby. Hello, my mom. The guy with the straw hat and the
straw boaters.
The
barbershop quartet.
I
was so into those.
Yeah, in 1976, I couldn't get enough of it. It's one of those things where, like, it's one of those things that got foisted. You see, when we were kids, you guys have SpongeBob SquarePants. You have entertainment. You have variety. You have cable. You have satellite. You find what we had is what grown-ups thought we would think was good,
we were depressed with our long hair, looking down at the ground all the time.
Right. These
kids need a good dose of the gay 90s.
Yeah. Somebody decided that we were in love with the Depression, Scott Joplin, and banjo music in the 70s.
And pizza and ice cream.
Right. And every single thing, you opened a theme restaurant, it was a guy in a straw hat.
Red and white
with
stripes.
A red and white striped vest on, who had a bow tie and couldn't sing. Uh-huh. And that's what it was about. And the thing about Shakey's is you'd have a party there, and they had the zoo.
Oh, yeah. No.
The zoo
was
the big...
Was it Farrell's?
Oh, I'm sorry. Farrell's had the zoo.
Yeah, could you eat that in the pig trough something?
you know what? Well, I recently got my high school diploma, but before that, a few months back when I went back and got my diploma, that was the only certificate I'd ever received.
Did you eat in a pig trough?
I finished a pig trough off at Farrell's in 1977. The zoo was a huge tub of ice cream that had actual little plastic animals in it. It would be a lawsuit now.
You hope they were plastic.
80 kids choke a year on the zoo. But you would go there. If you had a party, you would throw the party at the Farrell's and you'd invite
give
10
every
kids
kid a spoon,
and everyone get they'd all just dig in.
And eventually their face.
That's a health violation big time.
Yeah.
Wonder where the obesity and heart disease is coming from today.
They would hit the bass drum, boom, 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 boom. They'd do a siren, and the guys would run out.
Well, there's a reason that, like, when kids go to Disneyland, they can't get through Main Street USA fast enough.
Right.
They just, like, sprint past all that stuff to get to Fantasyland. Yeah,
and that, it's interesting you bring that up. That was sort of the paradigm. It was all modeled after that.
So. Yeah. I'm just wondering, I know we just sound like three old Jews out on the porch of our retirement villa.
If I could just
a fair fact, shaking our fists at the kids.
Like teenagers?
Oh. Yeah.
Your voices are like old.
If I could just digress, Adam and I did I did Adam's show tonight, and they had a little man on the street thing where, have you ever heard of Adam Carolla? And this woman's going, no. Oh, I saw him on Dawson's Creek once with some old guy talking about sex.
Yeah,
Drew was the old guy.
Yeah. real knee in the groin. Nice.
Oh, man.
Tom Kenny in tonight. Yes, go ahead, Sponge.
I'm seeing you on a lot of billboards for a lot of different projects.
Yeah, well, we got the TLC show, the Adam Carolla Project, which is on tonight at 10 o'clock on TLC, which is an excellent show. I saw tonight's episode.
Except it's not on now for some reason.
I don't know why it's not
on.
It
was on. I saw it at 9 o'clock. Oh, or 8 o'clock. I saw it at 8 o'clock.
Maybe they moved it earlier. But it was a good episode tonight and a good show. Drew is on the Comedy Central show tonight. Right. A little too late action, of course. Here we are. Now, Tom is here to talk about Lucha Vavoom, which he spoke about before, which is pro wrestling meets the circus meets what? Mexican wrestling?
I don't know what it is. These shows we do a few times a year at the Mayan Theater downtown. We're doing Wednesday and Thursday. Actually, I think both shows are completely sold out.
Wow.
For Wednesday and Thursday. But yeah, it's...
Tom be going home.
Mexican wrestling. Yeah, no need for me to promote anymore. But Mexican wrestling, burlesque dancing, and wise guy comics, much like you guys, teenagers with old guy voices doing the commentary.
November 17th and 18th at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, we're doing the Vegas Comedy Festival on the 17th and 18th at Caesar's, Midnight Show.
Whose brainchild was Lucha Vavoom?
Lucha Vavoom, if I'm not mistaken, it was Rita D'Albert and Liz Fairbairn are the two producers.
Chicks.
Wow. Yeah.
Where'd the name come from?
As far as I know.
One of them's got to be a lesbo.
Hey, a little Lucha, a little Vavoom. You know, Lucha, you know, Lucha Libre is the Spanish, the Mexican wrestling, and Vavoom is
a character from Felix the Cat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just crazy and insane and wild, and everybody goes crazy, and it's sponsored by a tequila company, so it's out of control.
I think Mexican wrestling has had a little bit of a renaissance, at least in this country.
Yeah.
We ignored it. We dismissed it for a while, but now I think we're on board.
The Insane Clown Posse brought it over.
Back with this mask.
Well,
let's hear a little bit of those guys.
Actually, on Thursday, there's the Chupacabra is making his L.A. debut, his worldwide debut.
Really?
According to this, yes, a Chupacabra, loose translation, blood-sucking demon from hell.
Yeah,
yeah.
Goat sucker.
Yeah, the goat sucker. Goat sucker. So leave your goats at home if you're going to bring your goat down to the Mayan. Don't do it. This hissing fang demon will attempt to spill the blood of his opponents, much like he did in a bloodlust rampage in Chilapango, Mexico last summer.
Bloodlust rampage.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, SpongeBob Nickelodeon.
Yes, myself, Blaine Kapach, doing the commentary. And, man, many, many... top of the line burlesque dancers.
What year are we in for SpongeBob?
We are in season 4, although it's been it's been on the air. I think it went to series in 2000.
Let me ask you this. It seems like SpongeBob has been a phenomenon since I was in high school. Like,
no. It does seem like that.
Is it possible that it's 4 seasons?
I would say 98.
You know what I'm saying?
98 would be my pick.
It does seem like I've been giving it.
It just seems
I've been giving it 3 months for 4 years.
When you came up with the voice, did you turn in multiple voices?
We just kind of tried to figure out, what this drawing would sound like. And the creator guy Steve Hillenburg told me what he was kind of hearing in his head and what he wanted in it. There's nothing more boring than hearing cartoons dissected scientifically.
Do you do Patrick too, or no?
No, that is Bill Fagerbakke of. Oz, wow. The prison drama Oz. Not a lot of crossover with the SpongeBob audience. and also Coach. He was Dauber on the sitcom Coach.
Wow. Dauber, the blonde guy?
The big blonde guy, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He does Big and Stupid really well.
Yeah, he's awesome at Big and Stupid. That's a horrible name for clothier. Big and Stupid. Because just the big guys come in there, but then it's like, what the? No one needs this. You know, my name for Big and Tall Shop, which I'm just dying for someone to take, Big Sir. Big Sir.
I like it. S-A-R. Yeah.
Now, picture out front. Okay. The big is just the I in Big and the I in Sir are
trees.
Are mighty oak trees.
Yeah, no,
mighty
redwoods.
Sequoias.
Yes, with a car driving through one of them.
Car driving through, but it forms... It roughly forms the legs of a man.
Wow.
Hands on hips of the tree.
And he's
tree
holding
branches.
A big top. Oh, no.
There he is. And it's, the canopy, sort of the fro of the man. Big Sir.
Yeah.
I like it. You know what I'm saying?
So big and tall, like if you're buying your clothes at a big and tall, that means either vertically or horizontally,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I mean, it's you're either a tall drink of water or you're morbidly obese.
No size fits you.
It is replaced fat asses as my number one big and tall.
That's your other.
Yeah.
Tall freaks and fat asses.
That's
lard ass suit broker.
Bean poles and fat asses is the other one. I would like to give it, I think there's enough people out there that either have low enough self-esteem or just morbidly curious enough to come into a place that almost dares them to come in by naming it Fat Asses Plus something, you know? Just the curiosity seekers and just the guys who have a sense of humor, you know?
Threads for the corpulent man on the town.
I like the Forgotten Woman is the name of the big place. You ever see that
no,
place?
What? No.
There's a place called the Forgotten Woman.
No, but still,
like,
there's a place in Monrovia that's got the best name of all called the Wizard of Bras.
Oh, really?
I have actually, yes. I have actually,
really?
I have actually sat in the nerd husband chair in that.
Oh, really?
Sweet.
Yeah. Oh, nice. That's an accomplishment.
During pregnancy. It was a pregnancy thing.
It's a marked distinction, though. They should be like a little stamp or something.
Yeah, it's like
take home.
There's a place in Van Nuys that does the pre-manufactured lawns called the Marquis de Sade.
Nice.
Which I like, too.
Wow.
S-O-D.
Yeah. Strong.
But what is that, like real grass, or is it AstroTurf?
What you would call sod. Yes, it is. It is,
has
is
a name.
You know what they do?
Marathon grass.
They grow grass and they actually roll it up and they
grass.
Come in and they put it on your front yard like it's tiles. You ever see
that? Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I'm thinking of going for the AstroTurf.
Ooh.
I'm going, you know what? I would have balked at it a couple of years ago, but now that I'm a homeowner, I don't want to do anything hard.
Yeah. No, you should go ahead and just wrap yourself in it and wait to die. I agree. Alicia?
Hi.
What's happening?
Alicia?
Alicia?
Alicia.
Going Alicia.
Alicia.
Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know how to start, but you know how when a person walks down the street and some people will be like, oh, they're so hot, you know, or, you know, I'd do him or I'd do her, I guess.
You mean you have sexual feelings by looking at other people?
Well, other people do. And
Not you.
Have that. Yeah,
I don't
when I see a person, they can be, like, beautiful or, you know, physically attractive, but not sexually.
Yeah, most women don't have that.
Sadly.
Yeah, most men do, most women don't, but some women do.
Yeah.
Well, my problem was that I can be sexually aroused when I'm touched, but as soon as we're, like, in the act or, you know, going towards that goal, and I have a moment to think, like just a split second to think, I just want it to be over and I want them to be away from me. And like,
Do you go? You're like a guy.
You have an older sister? Because this could work for
me. Do you proceed? Do you finish? Or do you stop it?
No, I let them. Have you
ever had a boyfriend? Let them finish.
Yeah.
I always love women. Women, they speak in terms of I let them.
Yeah.
I let the guy do this to me. I was tired of fighting with him, and I let him.
It's equivalent of a guy thinking, after having not eaten for 2 weeks, I let the steak go into my stomach.
Yeah.
I let the French fries in. That's not the way guys think.
So you just, once you have a moment to think about it, you just like want to get out. It's not like cat people where you turn into a leopard or something like that.
You just want to get it over with. But how long? What's the longest relationship you've had?
About a year and a half.
And was it the same way in that relationship?
Yeah, sometimes.
All right.
You getting the anger thing there?
It's really like if you were a jukebox, I would kick you.
Yeah.
That's the way I feel about most of our callers. Like, come on, baby, let's go. Pace it up. National radio. Alicia, what happened? Did you get abused?
Right, you need to tell us.
What happened? You angry at men? Where's your dad?
No, I'm not angry at men. And I don't want to be one of those callers that, you know, it's like, it's sexual abuse, you know? Because I really don't think it started way before, like, any sort of...
Did you have some kind of abuse growing up?
Well, both of my parents are dead, and... yeah, and so...
What'd they die of?
My mom died when I was four.
Of what?
And she had cancer. They,
my goodness.
They found out the day I was born that she had cancer. And
your dad, what happened to him?
He just died 2 years ago this month.
Of what?
A heart attack, and my stepmother.
So. Your stepmother killed
him. She hates her stepmom.
Of course.
Mm. Oh, but let me just say this with women.
Yeah.
Real mom dies at age 4. Does stepmom stand a chance?
None.
They're going to hate her guts.
She could be sister Mother Teresa.
Mother Teresa could blow in there. You could take Mother Teresa and Florence Henderson and Florence Nightingale and put them all in a Cuisinart and pour them into the mold of a lovable black woman. And she would hate her guts.
Yes.
And that the way women are very. Very good.
Very even about that. Very just.
Yeah. Now do the math on my stepdad and my sister.
Oh.
Yeah, awesome. Poor guy didn't stand a chance. Thank God he didn't talk so no one knew what he was thinking.
Toxic brew.
Yeah. All right, Alicia.
This woman kicked me out 2 days after my dad died and proclaimed that we wouldn't get anything. And she's like burned all of her family photos. So she was now Mother Teresa.
Yeah.
All right, well, you've had lots of trauma in your life, Alicia. Yeah. So naturally enough, being close to other people carries with it a great deal of uncomfortable feelings and threatening feelings.
And these two people that are supposed to stick around and be with you till you're old aren't around anymore.
And they sound like there was even more chaos than them leaving. There was, you know, choosing bad partners and God knows what else was going on.
Yeah, what did your dad do for a living?
He was just upper management at Southwestern Bell.
Southwestern Bell, to say. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, Alicia, listen, you can get treatment for this. You can see a therapist or get in a relationship with a nice guy and kind of work it out with somebody who actually cares about you. But if you really can't be close to somebody and you can't have sexual feelings, that's a real serious problem, and you would want to look into that.
Yeah. The percentage of women, girls, that claim they were kicked out of their house by their stepmom or stepdad for no reason versus the ones where there's
sister,
actually
was
a reason.
Sister story, wasn't it?
Oh.
Really, she ran away. But
my sister, I think, had a cigarette lit the bed on fire, and then somebody stole my stepmom's jewelry, and it was like, just a disaster. I really should have. You
and
know
after
what?
That, she was kicked out for no reason.
I know.
She ran away.
You know what? I really wish a Cambodian family would have just adopted me when I was 5.
Yeah, you would have been better with the Khmer Rouge. You're right.
Just out in some.
You're right.
Out in some rice paddy right now, barefoot.
The killing fields. Fabulous.
On top of dodging water moccasins and being dragged around by an ox. Nathan, you know what? It would have been a better life.
Big pyramid shaped hat.
Yeah.
Man.
Crazy
big
pyramid.
Cone, big crazy cone.
Nathan?
Yeah.
You're 19?
Yeah.
What's happening?
I have a question about salvia, who knows what that is and if it has any mental effects.
Salvia divinorum? No, I don't know anything about it.
What is it, Drew? Don't be pompous. Just give the answers. What do you place?
It's a plant, hallucinogenic. One of the interesting things about it that its hallucinogenic properties may be mediated by something called the kappa opioid receptors.
Mm.
And it's something that also perhaps other dissociatives like ketamine stimulate. It also
Where do you get this drug?
It's out there. It's people
really?
In the lobby?
Yeah. Possibly. It's it grows wild around here. People
SpongeBob, make haste.
I think that guy that hangs out around the gate at the radio station has it.
Yeah. I think Squidward uses a little bit of this stuff. And it like other hallucinogenics, it has other properties, excessive serotonin stimulation and whatnot, and it probably seems to cause something called excitotoxicity, whereby by excessively stimulating brain cells, you cause the products the brain cells produce to sort of break loose inside the cell and become free radicals and destroy the cells.
Where do you get this? I mean, is it plant form?
Yeah, it's
is
plant.
It manufactured?
It's plant. They make a tea out of it, if I'm right.
Oh,
or they
wow.
smoke. I mean,
let's speak to.
You can. There's lots of information online about it.
Is his name Adrian? That is Adrian. Mm-hmm. Is that how you spell
female.
Adrian? That's the female Adrian. All right. What's the guy? Ian.
Yeah.
Adrian?
Adrian. Yeah. Like,
all right. You're 23?
Adrian's too.
Or 19?
No, I'm 19.
19. What's up?
Okay. I've been with this guy for 2 years, and recently he was sent to prison, and I want you guys to help me come up with something to say to him to break up with him, and I want to soften the blow.
No.
That's probably happening.
What? Next time you go to visit him, write backwards.
Oh,
you don't visit him?
No, he's only been in prison for like a month.
When's he get out?
10 months.
What's he in there for?
Violating probation, and he's on probation.
Yes.
Yeah, that's always the number one answer.
Yeah.
Violating probation.
Right. And he was on probation for?
Robbing a store.
All right.
Okay, that's it. Because otherwise, it's like saying, what'd he die of? And the person says death.
And what, and what did he do?
Fatal causes.
What did he do to violate the probation?
He was in possession of a firearm.
Robbed another store.
Oh, my God.
It's robbed a store.
This guy sounds horrible.
Yeah. Okay. Why would you want to break up with this guy?
Yeah. Who could leave all that behind?
Did you know him when he was knocking over stores?
No.
No?
No.
And why would you hook up with a guy like this?
I don't know. I
love him.
Yeah, sure. Where's your dad?
Probably at home.
Not in jail?
No.
Has he been in jail?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe her dad is like an ultra straight accountant.
Do you know your
dad?
That's
the deal.
I know my father.
You do know him?
Yeah.
Look, did you grow up with him? Has he always been your father? Are your parents still together? Is he your biological father?
He's my biological father. My parents split up when I was like 3, and I spent half of my life with him and half of my life with my mother.
Wouldn't you know if he'd been in jail?
No, he hasn't.
Well, you never know, because she was with him Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. He could have been in jail Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah, you're right. Could be all ruse.
So my dad would do. Oh, yeah.
And the even day robber has struck again.
Yeah. I would like that. You know, that's what I would do if I was a judge. I'd like, look, you can either do 10 years full time, or you can do 20 years Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And then every other Sunday.
Here's it for Adrian. We don't have a good answer for you, but it's the right thing to do.
Adrian.
Yeah.
Something has to be wrong in your life. What are you doing? Junior college?
Yeah.
Shock. Shocking. Shocking.
You're always right when you ask that question.
I know.
He smells it.
It's weird.
Here is the recipe for my success. I just listen for stupid people, and then I say junior college, and they say yes.
The stupid that don't go to junior college, stupid that work, and stupid that...
Nah,
high school.
There's a different sound. You have to be stupid and lazy to go to junior college.
Okay.
Stupid and motivated just means blue collar. You just do what I did when I was 19.
Yeah.
Right.
Stupid and lazy. That's junior college because what it is, here's a recipe for junior college. I'm really stupid, but I don't want to get up in the morning. So what does that leave you? Accounting? Nope.
And cartoon voices.
And cartoon voices.
What other voice do you do besides by the SpongeBob series?
Oh, man. I do a zillion series. I do all kinds of stuff.
Other stuff that we would definitely know.
Oh, man. Yeah, I do. Well, it depends on how much time you're sitting around watching cartoons. Oh, you got kids? Okay, yeah.
Godparents?
Okay, Fairly Odd Parents, Camp Lazlo.
What do you do for Fairly Odd Parents?
I do like all kinds of characters on
there. Not the main characters.
Not the main ones, but I did Cat Dog and Powerpuff Girls and Batman. I'm the Penguin on Batman. And
what did you do the Powerpuff Girls?
I was the narrator and the mayor and a bunch of the bad guys.
The mayor.
Wow. Yeah, there's just all kinds of stuff.
Awesome.
And then I can never remember it when people go, what are you doing?
Yeah,
it's like...
Too many.
There's too many, but I got my bio somewhere.
Yeah, check that out.
there's a guy with my bio walking around.
Adrian?
Yeah?
All right, so dump the guy and get out of junior college, because that's your own prison.
How do I soften the blow? I don't want to hurt
Listen, Adrian, you can't, there's no such thing.
Don't worry about him.
Here's my thing. When someone goes into the joint, you don't have to break up with them. The state has fixed that for you.
And by the way, they've set this thing up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't feel bad for them. This is what it means when you misbehave. You take the consequences and you lose things.
Oh. Also, research has shown that non-criminals make better partners.
Mm-hmm. Non-criminals.
Yeah.
That's interesting research.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although these days, I wonder...
I'm telling you, Drew, I would like to just turn junior colleges into medium security prisons.
Yeah.
Let's get everyone in there.
They sort of are, I guess.
Yeah, I'm thinking that.
Yeah. They're yeah.
At least the partners of the prisoners.
Right. Tom Kenny is here tonight, otherwise known as SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yes.
And then
sometimes
knows in other voices.
I want to hear some, though.
Yeah, give us a little shot of... Well, you have to ask him some questions,
Drew. See, that's the thing. I'm lacking that
gene. How are things in Bikini Bottom?
How are things in Bikini Bottom? Well, I don't... I feel so
Drew,
stupid.
Ask another question.
Yeah, you know.
What? Anderson.
Have him read his bio.
SpongeBob.
I don't have my bio.
Not
get
a bad
that
bio.
Oh, the Gettysburg Address as SpongeBob.
Oh, here it is. Here's
God.
Tom Kenny.
Oh, God. Here Let's see.
You can read just the opening paragraph.
Let's see. Okay. As SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No. The opening paragraph is too embarrassing.
I know.
We'll pick another paragraph.
No. Oh, this is a bad sentence. As a lifelong frustrated cartoonist, Kenny is thrilled to be a part of today's animation renaissance. I've never seen this before, and I don't know what an animation renaissance
I
like. Like we're
it's always humiliating.
Around I'm excited to read a bio.
When these publicists put together the bio, the celebrities never read it, and then you ask them to read it, and they're like, "With the strength of 10 men and hung like a black rhino, what?
I or they swoon and cry when he walks in the room.
Or there's shows on there that never saw the light of day that you go, why is this on my bio? Right. This was on. This lasted three episodes.
My partner is a monkey.
Yeah, my gym partner is a monkey. That one's new. That's upcoming. So this has actually been recently updated. I can see.
Tom Kenny in studio tonight. A little SpongeBob for you. Mucho Vavoom.
Lucha Vavoom.
Johnny Bravo. Who were you on that?
I was Carl. His nerdy sidekick friend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the scientist type
the
guy.
The scientist guy. Yeah. I play a lot of scientists.
Okay, Drew.
I'm just checking.
See, he loves showing off his cartoonology, baby.
A lot of show left. Buddy. Cool your chest. Don't want to shoot your wand first.
Going, geez, I thought his bio would be a little more impressive.
We'll take a little break. We'll be right back after this.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready. Ready.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tom Kenny in here tonight from SpongeBob SquarePants. Yeah. Promoting Lucha Vavoom.
Lucha Vavoom.
Which is
26th and 27th, Mayan Theater, L.A.
Also, November 17th and 18th at Caesar's Palace.
Yeah, part of the, they're doing like a big Las Vegas comedy fest. Do you do a lot of the comedy festivals, Adam?
No.
Do you go to those?
No.
Too many comedians?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't like comedy. I like cars and building and stuff like that.
I like cartoons. Who are you on Dexter's Laboratory?
Worship the cloven hoofed Prince of Darkness.
Oh, yeah. Remember that that little bite from last time? That might have been what they were talking about when they yelled at me for coming
on
your show.
Come on, give them Dexter's.
But let's see. Again, I think I was just like a lot of bad guys and monsters and robots. You know, a lot of the stuff you come in and they go, you know, you're the Russian guy and you're Stephen Hawking and you're a bear and you're a hillbilly and a robot.
How much of that stuff is derivative? Like they go, like, you know, this old sitcom.
Yeah.
You're Mr. Mooney, Lucille Ball's boss.
There's
or something
some of
like that,
but it's always, well, you know, if it's Mr. Mooney, then I get it. But like, you know, I'm sure it's always sort of frustrating for them because my reference level ends at like 1966.
Right.
You know, which is the last time I watched TV with any. Right, you know, once the Munsters went off the air, it was all over for me.
And these guys are all 25 and started with.
I can't believe that you never saw Facts of Life. Are you serious? Right. How could you live on this planet and never have seen Facts of Life?
Yeah, you're Boner, the Neighbor, and Facts of Life.
Wait,
Skippy.
Back up, dude. You never saw Saved by the Bell. You never watched an episode.
I know.
BS. That's bull. There's no way.
Can you do a little Mr. Mooney for us?
I just remember he was always like sinking in a boat or something at the end of that.
Yeah. And you wanted to go fishing, Mrs. Carmichael.
Yeah. I know. Somehow, she spent an inordinate amount of time with her boss, like on vacations and things, and they hated
that
each
was inappropriate.
Other.
Inappropriate. Yeah.
Rachel?
Yeah.
21?
Yes.
Genital warts?
I know, it's true.
All right, what's the question?
Good times.
Yeah, great one. My question is if I am doomed forever to never have sex again or if there's anything out there that can get rid of them because I heard they're incurable. And I've tried, I had them taken off once with this, like, burning acid and they came back a year later. But, like, two came back. And
all right, so here's the deal.
Okay.
First of all, you have joined most of your female compatriots in having the wart virus. It's exceedingly common.
Yeah, Drew says most, but it's not most, probably half.
All right, give you half.
Maybe not that much.
And nearly most.
Mm-hmm.
And this is exceedingly common. There are plenty of guys out there that have this. Condoms do protect against this, but not with 100% effectiveness. the viruses, that the warts that tend to keep coming back and persist are the ones that do tend to be associated with cervical cancer. And it kind of sounds like you might have that. So you need to be sure to really get them under control. The more warts you have, the more contagious you are, the more virus you're producing. And if you have this virus, whatever type you have, you need to get regular pap smears, as this is the virus that causes cervical cancer. It doesn't seem to do anything in men except cause anal cancer. And there will be a vaccine for this within 6 months.
Well, how does it get to the anus?
I'm just saying. 6 months, this will be a non-issue by the end of next year. That vaccine is, every young person on Earth is going to be vaccinated.
I mean, you have to have anal sex, right?
Well, for the most part, it can also spread. If you really don't take care of it, it can kind of go around the other side.
That's why I have a moat between my sac and my anus, yeah, so the virus cannot make it there.
It's that's no man's land right there.
I've seen that moat.
It's the DMZ.
Yeah, it's right the DMZ.
It's but seriously, there's
it's
like
right
a very,
between it's in the Briar Patch and though. Anusville.
It's like a
right
briar on the patch, border. Though. I mean, it's like very thicket. It's hard to see.
Well, first off, what
Rare pecker.
It's basically like Omaha Beach. It's like the German setup waiting for the Marine amphibious craft.
Except after absolutely it is. But when you hit the land, then it's like Sherwood Forest up there. It's like what?
Well, that's the thicket.
The thicket. Yeah.
That's what they had in Normandy there.
Yes. Yeah.
Hedgerow.
Right. Hedgerow. Yes.
Do you think this is the only time this may be the only time that Omaha Beach and Sherwood Forest and genital warts have all been part of the same conversation?
Certainly on this show.
I think so.
Yeah.
Let me ask you guys something.
Right. I was merry men.
I was talking about this the other day. The term jerry rig, I think it's derogatory toward Germans. Jerry's is what we used to call the Germans in World War II.
And World War
One,
too,
one and
right?
two.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up.
And I think when we say you jerry rig something, I think it's like a booby trap or something, or something that was rigged by the Germans.
Interesting.
Yet that stays around. That endures, jerry rig.
Yeah, but you can't talk about...
You can't do the N-word with the word rig at the end of it.
You can't say jip anymore either.
Oh, is that jip? That's
because gypsies, you know.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah, right.
Gypped us.
Yeah.
You can't say that, but what you can say is going Dutch, which is cheap, and you can also say Welshing on a bet. That's Welsh.
I thought it was... Is it?
It's the same one.
Is it really?
Yeah, they're talking about being cheap.
Wow.
I always thought it was Welching.
I thought it was Welching, too.
It is, but that's how it,
but
it's
that's
the same.
That's
derived.
The etymology.
I think it's derived from that.
Darn.
Drew, go look that up.
I will.
No, you're needed at the computer right now.
And where does the word etymology come from?
Oh. Look that up.
Look that up.
No. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Let's talk about Claudia wants a threesome. Yeah, look up nomenclature, Drew.
The flying fingers of Dr. Drew.
Joanne?
Yes?
Hold on. I want to talk to Claudia. She wants to have a threesome. That's better radio. Claudia?
Yes?
22?
Yes.
What's up, baby doll?
Oh, okay, listen. I've been curious to have a threesome with my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I did talk to him about this already, and he's all up for it, but no. I want to do it, but I don't
Hold on a second. Drew says what? No?
It says something about jury rigging. It comes from jury rig.
There's no jerry
like
rig.
Like fixing a jury?
But it says to jury rig, as though you were going to
pay off a jury or something, right?
Oh, see if
buy the jury?
But the thing that's weird about... The thing that's weird about... it's not used that way.
I know.
You look up Jerry. See if we called the Germans the Jerrys in World War II.
Oh, we definitely did. Yeah,
I think we did, too.
Yeah, in World War One too. You see that in a lot of
World
War One
movies.
And I think
they would rig things. I thought that's where it came from. All right,
let's get some more.
Hey, Drew, Google.
Doughboys versus Jerrys.
Google.
What was the other one look up besides etymology, which bores me?
We wanted to also look up Welching on a bet.
Welching.
Yeah. Claudia?
Yes.
We're trying to entertain ourselves over here. You want a threesome.
Words or threesomes? Okay.
You want a threesome with your boyfriend?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know.
Do you care if the relationship ends?
No, I don't.
Well, then there you go.
I don't know if it's going to be healthy. And I know if I mentioned to him, ever since I mentioned it to him, he's asking me, what about this chick? You know, what if I get to pick her?
It's hold on.
There's no cookies in my box.
Hey, Claudia, wait a minute. A second ago, you said you didn't care if the relationship ends.
I do care. I do care. I don't want
to. Then don't do this thing.
Right.
It's not worth it, right?
Second jerry rig refers to Jerry, a World War II term for our hated enemy.
Yeah, sweet.
Thank you.
There
Thank you.
Go.
Yep. Vindication for the Ace Man. Claudia.
Yeah.
Okay, look, do you want... Here are the two reasons you should be in a threesome, or here are the two motivational forces for being in a threesome. One, you would like to experience a female, yet you do not want to saddle yourself with the title of dyke. Yes, so you would like to experiment with a woman, but under the guise of a threesome, it makes it okay.
You're gay.
Or you would like to sabotage your relationship and get out of it because you can't stand intimacy. So which is it?
I don't want to sabotage it.
All right, so then you would like to be with a woman.
Well, no, it's kind of just curiosity, you know, but if
it's... Yeah, but look, here's the thing. Hold on. Tom, curious about guys?
Am I curious about guys?
Just want to blow a guy, just check it off the list, just say you did it.
Just to see what it's like? No, I have to say that particular...
SpongeBob,
you're not...
I'm not touching that one. But I've got a family. I got to keep food on my family's feet. But
I
got to say that curiosity has been dead in me.
Right. Here's the thing. Yeah. Ever since Bobcat gave me anal warts in 1986.
Yeah, I never recovered. I never bounced back from that.
Never bounced back. You don't return from that.
They came back twice as many.
Claudia?
Yeah.
What's going on? Where's your dad? I smell chaos.
My dad's sick. He's in his own little world.
He's mentally ill.
Mentally ill.
No, he's, you know, just physically ill.
Well, he's
physically ill in his own world?
Well, yeah, my dad's just a mood swinger.
Uh-oh. What about your dad?
You sound like kind of a swinger yourself.
Was he around when you were growing up?
Yeah, well, he was more of an alcoholic, you know, but, you know.
Okay, here we go.
That's what really screwed him over, you know, and he turned diabetic, and then... He pretty much has hate towards the world and five kids, and we all help him, and he claims that we never helped him.
Yeah. So all right. All right, baby.
Another question, too.
Hold on a second. Why? You're going to sabotage this relationship.
No, I'm not.
Etymon. True sense of a word. Etymon. Etymology.
Hey, Claudia?
Yeah.
Did you look up Welch, by the way?
Yes, you're right.
All right.
Derogatory. Here's the thing. Here's what I've learned. Welch, Jerry, whoever. As long as they're white, keep it coming. If you're anything darker than white, you got to knock it off. It's not right. If the race that you're making fun of is doing okay, bring it on. Keep it coming. As long as we're buying their cars or they're selling product, there's no real problems, keep it coming. If the race isn't doing so good, then you got to knock it off. That's pretty much how derogatory terms work.
As long as there's a white guy in the White House, you can say Welsh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right. All right, Claudia,
your dad's an alcoholic. Yes. You were traumatized growing up. You're used to chaos. That's your idea of what a man is and what something you love ought to be like. And if you got a guy that's actually a nice guy, you've got to inject some real chaos into that relationship by bringing another guy in. And God knows the drama you'll evoke. The relationship will not survive. If you really have to have this in your life, in fact, I smell alcoholism on her, too. You know, you really want to look into this. This is not going to be a pleasant life.
Claudia?
Okay, yeah.
You drink, too, huh?
Occasionally. I hardly drink.
Do you guys have kids?
No, we don't.
Good girl.
Let's hold that off.
Why don't you have kids?
I'm concentrating on my career first.
Which is what, stripper?
Well, becoming a director of collections.
All right.
That's what I do for a living. I do collections, you know, but I have my goals in life before, you know,
smoke pot or what are you doing?
No, I don't. I'm actually clean. I'm a, you know, just
good.
Clean, typical girl.
You don't have a momentum in that direction towards substances.
What was that again?
You don't have momentum towards substances.
No.
Towards drugs.
What does your man do for a living?
Well, he's a cable technician.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's pretty much out in the field.
So he installs a cable, and then when they can't pay for it, you come in.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Hakuna
Matata. Matata. It's the circle of life.
Yep.
What would you rather hear? Like if your daughter was dating somebody.
Don't do this to me.
But just listen. And you said your daughter, what's he do for a living, this new guy you're dating? Would you rather hear, or would you like to hear right now? Or the thing
it's the
about
same
it.
Thing.
All right. Well, how about this? The thing about it is.
Oh, right now. I want to hear right now.
Okay. Yeah. Or the worst is, well, to hear him say it. Yeah, that's always the worst.
If you ask him,
that'd be right now.
Okay. Tom Kinney here tonight.
Hey.
Yeah. Lucha Vavoom.
Right.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you for calling Loveline. Your call will be answered in the order it seems interesting.
Call Loveline. Call Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tom Kinney is in studio tonight. Of course, the voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
Yeah!
And here promoting Lucha Vavoom.
Yes.
26th, 27th, Mayan Theater.
Meeting all your Mexican wrestling and burlesque dancing and comedy needs.
Well, finally, see, because what I would have to do on a weekend is I'd have to go over to a comedy club, watch my comedy. Then I'd go to a burlesque club to watch some burlesque dancing.
In Tijuana.
And then it's off to Tijuana.
Exactly. Americans are getting busier. They can't, they have to multitask.
Well, here's the thing. You go to the store, you don't go to one store and buy tomatoes and go to another store and buy ketchup or canned goods. It's all under one roof, isn't
it? It is now.
And that's what Lucha Vavoom is.
It's like a fun, funky Walmart.
Yeah. I would go through a tank of gas trying to hit all these stops on a Friday night, Drew.
No, you've complained many years about this.
I just head
sex,
down.
Sex, violence, laughter. What else is there in life?
Head down to the, it really sounds like a Red Hot Chili Pepper sound. I would just head down to the Mayan Theater and take it all in.
Come on in.
Come on down.
Or come down to that Vegas Comedy Festival, November 17 and 18.
17th and 18th.
Speaking of all that action packed into one phenomenon, here we go.
Germany or Florida? This is a game that's sweeping the nation. Ron?
Hey, what's up?
21, what's up, my brother?
I just got to Germany or Florida.
Here we go.
All right. A man admitted to a local hospital specializing in the treatment of
Germany.
Patients with drug and alcohol abuse recently went missing. Assuming that the patient had checked himself out, no search was called for. That is, until it was discovered that the hospital was also missing an ambulance. The man was discovered days later driving the stolen ambulance, wearing a stethoscope, doctor's pager, and two latex gloves. More unusual was the deer found in the gurney in the back of the ambulance. The long dead and rotting carcass was attached to IV solution with used defibrillator pads lying at its side.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow. That's nice.
Deep. Germany or Florida.
Well,
hold on.
Wow. Here's the deal. Let me just, the macabre quality screams Germany.
It does.
It does.
It does.
And we would have read about the PETA response to this had it been America.
Okay, yeah, the Go-Go's would have showed up.
True. Slippery slope. Because
wait, we talk
about this every night. Every time we play Germany or Florida, you say, oh, surely we would have heard about this if it was a local story.
All right, well, let me take another twist on it. In America, at least in California, you got to look for your patients. You have an obligation. If a mental health patient takes off, you're calling the police. You have to go through a procedure.
True. Calling on his Hippocratic oath.
And so the fact that they just go, oh, well, can't find him, that's not United States. Not California, anyway.
Well, the part where he was a drug addict feels very Floridian, and the part where he stole the ambulance feels Floridian, and the part where he killed the deer feels Floridian, but the part where he used some paddles on the deer feels very German. I'm going German.
I am, too.
Tom?
German.
Of course, now the laws about patients' rights and things in Florida could be totally different knowing Florida.
Interesting. We're all going Germany.
Yep.
I got to go Germany.
Ron, Germany or Florida?
Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh.
Damn you, Jacksonville, too.
I bowed to your expertise and was burned once again.
Damn Florida. Will they catch up with the rest of the country?
See, that Fritz Lang quality was just too strong.
They haven't even caught up to Nevada yet. You understand?
Can I ask Kenny a quick question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, were you the voice of Heifer on Rocco's Modern Life?
Yes, I was. That was my first cartoon
job.
Which
voice was that? Do it. Let's hear it.
Oh God, that was in 1992. But he was a big yellow collar. It was just based on my nephew at the time, who was 12 years old, and just his voice is changing, and he was like, "Oh man, this is very small town goofball."
Yeah.
Awesome. Now a very successful commercial artist.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
New York City.
See? The molestation worked.
Occasionally.
Here's the thing.
Uncles can transform kids with their penis.
You don't become an artist by hitting home runs in Little League. You need a little diddling.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I'm saying you owe it to your son or daughter if you'd like her to be a struggling artist.
To traumatize them.
Well, Drew.
Just a little.
Otherwise, you're just boring and you're, you know, crunching numbers all day.
I think when you say artist, the struggling is implied anyway, right?
Right.
For the most part.
Drew, I'm just saying, here's what I'm saying. Drew, how about this? Once in a while, you break a bone, it heals incorrectly, and they have to re-break it.
Yes.
Now, they don't put put it under the car and back over it with the truck to re-break it. They do it in a surgical setting, in a hospital setting, right?
Yeah.
How about you do a little sort of clinical molestation just to make the kid creative,
dose.
But not to scar them for
just
life?
The right dose, the right
amount. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
To create
do
a
genius.
Do it
in a supervised environment.
To create a bipolar genius.
Sterile.
Yes,
put them under. Give them a quick little clinical diddling. It's an outpatient thing.
Pow.
They're home that day. And they're not traumatized for life because it wasn't done in a dank basement. But yet, there's enough trauma to just awaken the creative gene.
Okay.
Think about it.
So anyway, yeah.
All right. Just give it some thought. Yeah. Give it some thought.
Okay.
I smell business opportunity. I think some price gouging is in order here, Dr. Drew.
We'll take ourselves a little break. Drew, I'm serious.
We just did, didn't we?
You need to focus on that. Really.
Things are flying by tonight.
Tom Kinney in here tonight, the voice of his goofball cousin, nephew.
Nephew.
We'll take and of course, SpongeBob SquarePants. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Everybody, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
Hold on.
Legendary.
Okay.
Drew, can I? All right. Who's on the show?
Tom Kenny, the legendary voice of SpongeBob SquarePants.
The legendary voice.
His voice is legendary.
Let me get through the goddamn thing, and then you can ask Tom his question. Now go.
Go ahead. I forgot.
Oh, come on,
buddy. We were just bellyaching about cartoons the way we were bellyaching about everything else.
Hanna-Barbera did what?
Hanna-Barbera were the ones who said, we can do it cheaper. We can give you a half hour of animation for $200. What do you think? And
so it was really economic.
Here's what we were lamenting. We were lamenting the fact that when we were kids, the cartoons blew ass. And I'm not talking about Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck.
That was for theater. Those were theatrical releases.
That was wonderful stuff.
That was for theater that went to TV.
I just want people to understand that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about
is the
Hanna-Barbera stuff, which were flaming turds of unimaginative
Funky
crap.
Phantom.
Funky Phantom and, you know, Darkwing Duck.
Yeah, no, but, yeah, but, you're really, like, but that's when it really
but the
went
hair
out.
Bear, you're right. Funky Phantom, Hair Bear Bunch, you know, Scooby-Doo. They were all going, hey, kids dig the hippie culture.
Right.
We'll put them in a van and put
To me, they bottomed out with Grape Ape, which was a purple ape that just kept repeating Grape Ape, Grape Ape, Grape Ape. Now, here's all the things.
A little limited.
I would like to sue Hanna-Barbera because I want my childhood back. You guys were hacks. You still are. You're known as some sort of, you know, like there's some sort of creative something going on over there. This was horrible, schlocky hackitude at its worst, and it blew monkey ass. And you, whoever.
Or ape ass.
I hope whoever came up with Grape Ape is dead. I really do. Because that sucked, and so did the Hair Bear Bunch, and so did Hong Kong Phooey, and so did all that. I swear.
But what about
I'm
the 60s
swear.
Stuff? Right now, there's some really old guy sitting in front of an old 1930s radio crying,
screaming at him.
Adam Carolla. Please.
That hurt me to the quick.
Please take yourself out. Have
Grape
some dignity.
Grape Ape came to me in a dream.
Right.
But I'm saying when you're a kid, especially if you grew up in the pre-cable era, you would watch anything that sort of smelled like a cartoon. Like Sunday morning, there was like a Shirley Temple movie and like, you know, like
no choice.
Mass for shut-ins.
Right.
And then there was Davy and Goliath, sort of Christian, but it looked like Gumby.
You'd watch the American flag and the reading of the prayers at night just to have something to watch.
Have you been bathed in the blood of the lamb, Davy?
I always love that. It's like, we could get to school faster if we took old man Wilson's car.
I don't know.
Somebody sent me a genius DVD. Actually, the guy, the longtime voice of Fred Flintstone, Henry Cording, passed away recently. And when I was looking at his resume.
This was the second Fred?
The second Fred, yeah. but he was Fred for like 40 years. Yeah. He was like 80 something when he passed away recently. And in his resume, there was something called the Pebbles and Bam Bam Just Say No to Drugs special.
Wow.
From the 80s. So a friend of mine tracked it down there at Cartoon Network and got it to me. And
nice.
I'd love to lay copies on you.
Please. Please.
You'll love it.
Here is my point. Here is what our childhoods were like with these horrible Hanna-Barbera cartoons. It was what the American car companies were at the same time, minus any Japanese competition.
The Gremlin.
S. You got S. When you have no competition.
The Pacer.
Yes. When Hanna-Barbera is the only game in town, they take a dump in a coffee filter and hand it to you like it's a basket of roses, yeah. And you have no choice but to take it, and that's what you get.
Everybody was driving a Grape Ape.
There is a million.
Yeah, but wait a minute.
Hey, there's a million stations, and you have to compete.
But absolutely, competition is always better for those of us consuming it. But
you keep coming
down on the 70s stuff, which we have universal agreement yet. What are we saying about the 60s stuff?
That stuff sucked too.
See, I like that stuff because.
I did too.
I like the voice work and I like the character designs. What, I think Yogi Bear looks cool and I think Huckleberry Hound looks cool as drawings. And I think
the voices are cool. Quick draw McGraw. Like El Cabal?
I love that. You know,
Babalooey?
You know, now when I watch them, they aren't.
No.
I did like them a lot. And now when I watch them, they seem a lot
Lippy
slower
the Lion,
and more
Hardy
plotting.
Hardy Har Har.
They're that a lot sucked. More plotting than I remember
yes.
them.
Yeah.
But
and also,
the voice work is great and the character designs are great.
But what a cop out. Every single Yogi Bear episodes, he's trying to get a picnic basket, and that's about it.
But that's what I thought too, is that you get attached to the characters as a kid.
Right.
And it was all a lot of interesting voices.
Well, listen, when you're young,
the Maniac
Group. Snaggletooth. Yeah. No.
Snagglepuss.
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 The pink lion. See, I was like.
I did love El Cabong, though, by the way.
El Cabong was good, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Snagglepuss had that weird thing where he wore, like, the cuffs of a shirt.
With no shirt. And a collar with a bow tie.
But a lot of that shirt was just missing.
I was saying, as far as Yogi Bear goes, no more frightening look than a guy wearing a collar, a tie, nothing else.
Well, that's the Snagglepuss too.
Yeah, Snagglepuss had that too. Cuffs like a Chippendale dancer.
Right.
Joanne.
Yeah.
Exit stage right.
Good. Posthumously.
Maybe we should put on some pants, Yogi.
Boo Boo was like, why was he hanging around with Yogi? He never wanted to do what Mr. Rain.
Low self-esteem.
That's the uncle and the nephew thing. It's the weird,
hanging around with a career criminal. Yeah. Well, Top Cat, they were all like these grifters and con men, just trying to fleece the public.
It was a great message to send the youth of America, because it'd always be like, it's time to go to work. Yeah, I'm going to take a nap. We'll steal something later and eat. Awesome message.
Cheese it, boys. It's Officer Dibble. Just running from the cops, eating garbage. Like they're like junkies.
There's no character that ever went to work in these cartoons. It was always trying to get out of something.
But, you know, I think that's something that maybe I did learn from that was like the characters that did go to work were always like the boring
The man.
Tools.
Is the man.
Yeah, you know, yeah. Mr. Peebles that ran the pet shop.
Was he
what
the
kind of pet
babe?
Shop has a gorilla in it? No, that was McGilla Gorilla.
Oh, McGilla Gorilla,
it was always the underdog winning, right? It was always the mice beating the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what kind of pet store does actually have a lowland gorilla?
Like a lowland gorilla.
Silverback, dominant male.
In the window. In the window.
In the window. I'd love just to kill a couple of kids. Joanne?
Yeah.
How much is that gorilla in the window? What?
You're 19.
That's how the show opens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McGill. And by the way, it's not creative. You just thinking of a name that doesn't exist and rhyming it
a Yiddishism.
McGilla Gorilla. Right. Yes. All right. Let's go. I'm discussing it. Hanna-Barbera. Joanne.
Yeah.
Right. What's up?
Well, my question was, why is it always that when I'm high, when I'm tweaked out, my method family, I like to, for some reason, it's a thrill. I like to have sex with my boyfriend, and he doesn't. He feels obligated, like, if it's a job.
When he's high, he feels like it's a job, or all the time
it's
a job?
When he's high. When he's not, it's
a job. Well, are you amphetamine addicted? Are you using 3-4 times a week?
Not right now. I've been clean for so far about almost going for 2 weeks.
All right. Wow. That's not clean. Amphetamine takes months and months.
No, not clean, but not doing it, though.
No, you're all right.
She's moving toward, she's moving toward 2 weeks.
Yeah, to say I'm not doing...
She's 15 days away from getting to 2 weeks.
Yeah, to say I'm not doing it for 2 weeks means you are a severe amphetamine addict. And so what happens is you actually destroy those parts of your brain where you feel things like sexual pleasure, and the only way you can experience it is when it's pharmacologically enhanced.
It's like it gets me a thrill for some reason, and when he's on it or when he's high...
A normal person is shut down sexually by stimulants, but that's the only way you can function now that you're addicted. You've got to get this addiction treatment. It's not going to stop. If you're using 4 times a month, it continues the damage.
I rarely go down this path, but calling for Montebello.
I don't think so. That's a fact.
Addicted to meth, sexually compulsive.
Korean?
Jew. Joanne, you're Jewish?
No. I'm Russian and Puerto Rican.
Oh, wow. That's an addiction kind of
Russian
right
and
there.
Puerto Rican?
Yes.
Well,
all right. Okay. Which side do you think's addicted to meth? Puerto Rican?
Yeah, amphetamine addiction enlists parts of the brain that makes it very difficult to stay stopped.
What?
And you're going to need treatment for this.
The thing about,
I know I'm able to leave it because every time I got pregnant and I had my kids, I didn't have the urge. You know, I have 3 children.
Okay, you're not Jewish. Come on.
Every time
I'm
you're
not pregnant. Jewish.
Hooked on meth, crapping out the kids. Give me a break.
No, I'm not Jewish.
I know a Jewish broad when I hear one.
Many women, this is in my box.
Many women early in their disease can't do fine that they can stop for things like pregnancy, but you're on your way.
Hold on one second. What has happened to society where people sort of cavalierly and without any sense of irony or guilt or anything just volunteer this stuff? Oh, listen, I know I can quit the meth because every time I get pregnant, I stop for 4 months.
You know, to not do that would be irresponsible.
Right. Well, not only that, every time I get pregnant.
She's 19, and every time she gets pregnant, she just puts down the crack pipe. It's awesome.
Yeah.
The bar is rather low.
Not a crack pipe. It's an instant burner.
All right.
You cannot imagine
Corolla.
You cannot imagine the effect this has on your brain. It is profoundly destructive.
Joanne, how many kids do you have?
3.
Well, they aren't going to have a mom for
Do you really have 3 kids?
Yeah, I have a 3-year-old, a 2-year-old, and a 5-month-year-old. 5 and a half, actually.
5-month-year-old.
All right. What is the plan?
5-month-year-old.
I mean, why would you want to have kids when you're like you are?
Oh, okay. The first one, I was raped. The second one, I was going to get married. And that was the third one is as well as his, but we decided to just call it quits. We just kind of, I guess you can say, woke up one day and just say, you know what? I don't love you no more. I think we should just be friends. And we actually took that straight, you know.
Do you have an excuse for the fourth one worked up yet?
You know what? I was, and my boyfriend that I'm going out with right now made me have an abortion. So it was Tuesday. Not Tuesday, but a week ago.
You should get the...
So yeah, I just had
the mayor of Montebello should give him the goddamn keys of the city. He really should. This guy's a hero.
He actually was the mayor of Montebello.
Oh. Big sash and a top hat.
I just want to know, like,
I don't mayors wear sashes and top hats and smoke cigars anymore.
Powerpuff mayor does.
Yeah.
wasn't that you?
Yes, that was me. The mayor of Townsville.
It was getting surreal now. Joanne, baby doll, what is the plan? You're 19. You're hooked on meth. You have 3 kids whose lives you are destroying. You are
actually
a criminal.
No, because everything that they need, I give them. So
yeah, they need a sober mom. That's the only thing they need.
I have been so far.
And not an abstinent mom, a sober mom. You need to get treatment, Joanne. You have to.
I can quit if I want to. Are you?
Yeah. Then quit, please. Would you quit?
You will not stay equipped.
Look, here's the whole thing. When are we going to stand up as a society and tell stupid, drug-addicted, retarded people to stop crapping out kids? Here is the deal.
Why is that funny, Joanne? Why is that funny?
Because she has the mentality of a 9-year-old, and anything you say is going to sound funny to her.
No, not really. It's just the way that you guys just come out and say it. That's the way it really pretty much is, just the way that you guys just say it.
Well,
Said that, you know.
Of course. I mean, look. Let's put everything aside and let's just be honest for a second. Drew has 3 kids. Joanne has 3 kids. We as a society are not going to need to worry about Drew's 3 kids. Why? Because there's parents. Because there's money. Because there's jobs. Because there's love. Because there's education. Because there are good role models and delayed gratification, and there's no meth, and there's no nothing. We are not going to have to worry about Drew's kids. We don't have to build any more prisons for Drew's kids. We don't have to open any more clinics for Drew's kids. We don't have to worry about unemployment with Drew's kids or violent crime with Drew's kids. Joanne's kids, that's another story. That is another story. The chances that one of these kids comes out okay is slim to none with Joanne and her whatever, God knows the guy she's with at the helm with these three goddamn kids. That's what we need to worry about as a society. But yet, never addressed, never touched, not touched upon. Oh, yeah, no child left behind. Whatever the F that's supposed to mean. And everyone's talking about, oh, education's great, more schools, more school teachers, more cops, more everything. Well, here's the deal. Do you think we need more cops for Drew's kids? Do you think we need more counselors for Drew's kids? Do you think we need more prisons for Drew's kids? Do you think we need more social workers for Drew's kids? Do you think we need more state-funded anything for Drew's kids? No, those are for Joanne's kids. When are we going to discuss it? When are we going to bring it up? When is Joanne crapping out her first kid at 15 years of age? When is somebody going to step up to the plate and say, wait a minute?
Can't do
that
anymore.
You've lost your right. You're basically an adult who's emotionally a 14-year-old and physically a 30-year-old. You cannot have this kid. The same reason I can't have a pot plant in my yard and the same reason I can't have a llama in my yard. I want a llama. You can't have it. Why? You can't. Why not? It's not fair to the llama. Why not? It's not fair to your neighbors. Okay, I can't have a llama. You have three kids and are pregnant with the fourth? Are you high? Are you kidding me? And basically, how long, and here's the real question, everybody, how fast can Drew and Tom spit out the kids so that their kids can pay enough taxes to support Joanne's kids? I don't think that long.
Mm-mm.
Because Joanne has three kids and she's 19.
It's much easier to
spit
them out.
Took you guys a combined 170 years to come up with five.
Yeah, right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Her factory's cranking out the crap faster than you guys can keep up.
And hers are coming into action. Taking up.
Oh, they'll all be off and running at 12 and a half.
Right.
Your kids will still be in college. And here's the other problem. They need 100 of your kids to pay
for
the judges and the bailiffs and the facilities and the county beds and the rehab centers. We need, and the cops and the parole officers. We need hundreds of your kids to pay for Joanne's kids. And we're not making them fast enough.
Right.
And we got a math problem now, people. Now, we got two plans. Either we can tell Tom and Drew to get to banging and start coming up with more kids to pay more taxes so we can bail out Joanne's.
Get into this closet with the magazine.
Or we can be realistic and talk to the Joanne's world and get to them.
Do you think you can get to them? I mean, you know.
We can't get to them.
There's a certain,
not with the current administration.
To not even do the beginnings of the math and go, wow. You know, wow, having a kid and being a parent is such a huge responsibility to not give a crap about it is like committing a violent crime on a child.
We agree with you, but politicians look at this as five votes.
Yeah.
That's five votes. So let's give them what they want and they'll get elected.
Right.
And there we go.
Right. No, but the politicians are pussies. Yeah,
they're showing up at the polls.
They're just pussies and they're not willing to do anything but focus on being reelected. They must on some level realize that this problem is the paramount problem
the
in this country.
Zit.
But they're going to focus on sending a message to the fat cats in Washington and a bunch of other BS that has nothing to do with anything. And then once in a while,
let's investigate baseball.
They'll investigate steroid use in baseball, and then every once in a while, one of them craps out a platitude like "No Child Left Behind," which means nothing to anybody.
Right.
Okay. Joanne.
Yeah.
All right. So, how about you get your tubes tied?
There you go.
That's
starters.
Number one, and you get into rehab on behalf of the three kids you already have.
There you go.
Okay. The other question that I had relating to that, does that mean that I have to leave my boyfriend because he also does like drugs too?
Not necessarily, but you focus on you getting treatment for now. See where you bring him into. I'm shocked that he's amphetamine addict.
No, well, not that. It's just that the way that we met was because of the drugs as well.
Not because of what?
Well, because I was the one that said, hey, you want to get smoked out? Let's go. And that's how
he's
we
an shocked that he's an amphetamine addict.
No,
and
yeah.
He,
well, yeah.
He's an
He's not much of that.
He's a pothead.
Like,
he's an addict.
Once you do it, I guess you're an addict.
All right.
Not really true.
When you start smoking out regularly to the point that you're doing that and smoking pot every day and not tending to your kids and having more kids.
Yeah. Joanne, here's the deal. You're not a bad person. You just become a bad person when you start crapping out kids and you're high. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a bad mom if you don't have kids.
A intoxicated parent is a traumatizing parent. It's extremely traumatic for a kid. They've actually measured what happens to kids' stress hormones around an intoxicated parent. They just go through the roof because the kid feels alone, abandoned, out of control, and threatened. They feel like their safety is threatened.
Right.
And being a kid is hard under the best of circumstances. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, just being a forming human being is...
Couldn't.
With
all those cartoons from the 60s.
Grape Ape. Don't get me started on the Grape Ape.
Yeah. At least this kid only has parents that are addicted to math.
Yes. We had Quick Draw McGraw.
Grape Ape. All right, everybody. Please. Please, you pussy politicians. You get off your ever-winding ass and do something about this.
That is the spiral.
That is the spiral. Nobody wants to talk about it.
The souffle is about to fall.
Yes. Yeah.
Souffle humor.
Yeah, here's what you want. Here's all they want. More kids, more angry people, more votes.
That's right.
For nothing.
That's right. It's their power base.
Right. Yeah. It's all going to cave in on you. Zoe?
Yeah, but ignorant, ill-educated people don't vote. So,
It's enough of them. You tell them you can get them what they want, they'll come out and vote.
Yeah. Morning after pill, you idiots. Please.
Oh, my God. I tried to get somebody morning after pill the other day, and this pharmacy was indignant. Like, we don't carry that. And I go, you have Overal? Yes. I want you to prescribe that.
Yes.
Couldn't, lots of obfuscation, somehow couldn't quite fill it for that patient. Couldn't find it that day.
I know, this morning after pill, which is not an abortion pill, has been around for 20 years, and yet no one wants to give it out.
Wow.
Speaking of politicians, when I cornered Maxine Waters over at the old Politically Incorrect and asked her about that stuff, she told me that the jury was still out on the FDA
is becoming a joke because of this particular issue. They're continuing to drag their feet in spite of a tidal wave of scientific data showing that it's a good thing, a safe thing, the right thing. They go, well, they keep finding, you can of course always go, well, we need to look at this one more little, you can always do that. It's becoming a joke.
Yes.
But isn't that the way, it's the war on science, right? It's the war on logical, critical
thought.
There's
a war on science. Right. There is a war on science.
Let me tell you something about you right-wing Bible thumpers. Now, first off, you have your retards like Maxine Waters who are basically on Esther. It's like you took Maxine Waters. I don't know what she does. She's a politician, but it's like if you took Aunt Esther and you spun her around 1,000 times, put a trash can on her head and hit it with a baseball bat and pushed her, that's about as effective she is. She's just worried about riling up the black vote and doing all that, not doing anything. She never heard of the morning after pill and told me she had to investigate it. Of course, that should be her number one job with her constituency. But no, we get nothing out of her. And then the super right-wing Bible thumpers, you retards, you religious retards are making sure that Maxine Waters' constituency doesn't get hold of the morning after pill. They're going to end up stabbing your kids. So enjoy, all you idiots. You get what you deserve.
You too, Adam.
It's awesome. Awesome. What the hell is going on? Is anyone right-thinking anymore? Can anyone just take a look at the human being, study it as an animal, and start making effective policies based on the animal known as human beings? Or do we have to open the Bible, take a look at the Torah, or go on the Million Man March?
Well, idiots. And then you start to feel like the only logical, reasoned people are the ones you know. You know what I mean? It's like, I think I met all the smart people. I think I met them all.
Right. I'm worried that we're
none
not.
None of their wives,
they're,
but all
they're
the guys.
They're me and my friends,
we're evidently not teaching science.
The wife's a dumbass. Yeah, but
I mean, we need to make kids take some science.
We're not teaching something. Science, logic, whatever you want to call it.
Intelligent design.
Yeah.
Whatever. But I mean, faith is great. I'm all for people having faith and the belief system and stuff. But but don't F with science.
Well, listen.
The reason that computer works, the reason the television works, because science works.
We're not sure that computers and televisions actually work. We have to do some studies.
Faith is fine, but don't use it to design an airplane. Yes. You're going it's to the ground, paradigm. You idiots.
That's right.
All right, let's take a little break. Do a little SpongeBob voice for us. Come on, buddy.
All right, we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Loveline, we'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Adam, that's sanctimonious Drew getting way up on his high horse with SpongeBob.
The fur is flying here in the studio. Ooh, during the commercial break.
Yeah, out of the barn.
There goes the horse.
Tom Kenny in tonight, voice of SpongeBob, SquarePants, and many, many,
the best audience.
Many other voices he's undercompensated for on a daily basis on Nickelodeon and
you
beyond.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah, I have that pathetic actor thing where I'm just glad that
you work.
I have a job. You know what I mean? I mean, you're talking to a microphone and somebody gives you money and it's like, wow.
SpongeBob could go
Because I have
forever.
No other skills. It's not like I gave up my lucrative brain surgery career to do wacky voices.
Yeah, but you're a very funny comedic actor. I mean.
Oh, thank you.
He was, he stole Windy City Heat,
man.
The movie we made.
Very funny.
He was hysterical in it. And obviously you have acting chops and you can do on-camera stuff. I say you ask for a raise.
Okay.
But you
SpongeBob,
do it.
There's no SpongeBob without you.
Yeah, there is.
No.
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 Yeah,
no.
There is.
I say
well,
no.
Here's the thing. Here's the deal.
I say good day.
I say good day. I think there's a couple things SpongeBob has going for it. Tom's voice and SpongeBob's voice are not worlds apart. It is put on. It's a character and everything, but there's some of your own natural voice
cadence
in it.
And stuff, yeah.
There's some of that.
Which is good because that means someone can't just come along and do it. If you're just doing the voice of Boo Boo, then some other schlup could come in there and undercut you. You know what I mean? But you got your own voice. You got some of your own voice and your own flavor for sure.
Tell you what, he's got it.
That's because I'm not versatile.
He's got what we call it. No, you are versatile, but this one just happens to have some of your own voice in it.
Yep.
Which is strong. But have you ever had any other guys doing SpongeBob?
Oh,
for
I'm
you?
Sure. I'm sure I'm sure the phones would light up if you said call up and do your best SpongeBob. I mean, there's probably
all right.
You're gonna
there's
feel,
probably there's probably people that
gonna,
can do it really
feel
good.
You're gonna feel
good.
Pretty good about
really?
Yourself.
Yeah. You know, it ain't rocket science.
Yeah, but our listeners are really dumb.
There's got to be somebody with vocal cords sort of, you know, shaped like mine or whatever.
Yeah, but SpongeBob is not just the sound. It's that sardonic quality that, you know.
I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's a real nice, you know, writing, drawing, voice combo. I mean, it's very collaborative.
Right now, you're getting scale and a quarter. I'd like to see it scale and a half by this
okay.
time next year.
I'm getting scale plus 10, actually. But, yeah, but thanks for inflating my salary.
Mike?
Yes?
You're 25?
25.
What's up?
Well, my question is I've always been like a normal person, like in the bed sexually, never wanted to try anything crazy. Well, beginning this year, I went to Germany for a couple months, and my buddies had some DVD porn and magazines of German Scheiße videos.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of really interested me.
What's a Scheiße? Are we saying a bad word when I say Scheiße?
Well,
it's like.
Hold on a second. Well, you hear Scheister. Yeah.
Yeah, but I wonder if Scheiße is the S word in German.
It is. I'm going to go with
it
yes.
Is. Okay.
I'm going to say yeah.
Aren't you allowed to cuss, though, in your
sure.
your non-language?
It's all bullshit right. that you can't.
I see. I
so
agree.
So Scheiße is a
dreck and merit, all that's
and,
all
yeah. And, okay.
Lucha Vavoom is C-ring in Spanish. I don't know if you knew that.
That's good.
Yeah. All right, so... Go ahead, Mike.
Wow. Is German poo, like, totally square? And
what is the, these are poo videos?
They're poo videos.
How do they work, these poo videos?
It's basically, you know, people having
sex.
Will
Ben bother?
You know, they get kind of, like, crazy in them, and they just kind of, like, crap on each other. And, you know, this is something I've never really thought I'd be into, but I came back to the States, and my girlfriend's really conservative, and I really want to tell her I'm kind of into this, but I'm just afraid she'll like think I'm like really disgusting or, you know,
you want
leaving. I don't know.
Hold on. You want SpongeBob to call her?
No. No.
And so, Mike, now you've made a statement. Why did you call the show?
Bogus.
No, I'm serious.
You've made a statement. Why did you call the show?
I want to know how to tell her.
I want to tell my girlfriend. Tell my girlfriend with.
Oh, shut up! You want to know how to tell your girlfriend?
What do you think we're going
to
say?
Have we ever told anyone how to tell anybody anything?
Have you ever heard of?
I think Hallmark makes a card for that.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. I really need the help. I really want to, you know.
When you care enough to tell her that you dig the shizu.
Shizu, Mike, not even say anything and then like try it and see what she does or what.
Oh, yeah, that'll go over nice.
And by the way, this is the part two of the bogus call where we don't give you the advice for your non-question, and then you start painting ridiculous scenarios. Should I just go ahead and... Yeah, do that, Mike. Do that tomorrow. Don't say anything, and you just defecate on her, okay?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, no.
Well, then why'd you call?
Here's the thing. You cannot take a statement and put a question mark after it and call it a question.
Right.
That is still a statement.
It's a great Abraham Lincoln quote or story. He said, if we took an elephant and we called its trunk a fifth leg, how many legs would the elephant have?
Five.
Four. Because calling it a leg doesn't make it a leg.
Very good, Drew. A little bumpy. We'll clean that up and edit the best stuff. All right, Drew, who do you want to talk to now?
Any truth, down the bottom, sensory tanks? Zoe at four.
Answering orgasms.
Probably. Four.
What happened to the sensory deprivation tanks?
I know you've been building one for quite some time.
I want one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to turn my house into one.
They were using them for research for a while, then that's not lately.
Yeah.
Since that William Hurt tank.
Movie came out, everyone said, screw this. Zoe?
Yeah?
You're 20?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I've been having sex for about 3 years now, and I mean, it's good sometimes, but after a while it's painful, and sometimes I still even bleed.
And
what's your question?
Well, I mean, I just want to know if there's anything I can do to either like make it stop or
not question. But anyway, when was your last pap smear?
Couple months ago. Like, and my gynecologist says everything's fine down there. I haven't had.
Shouldn't you get, you get your oil change?
Mm-hmm.
They put that little sticker you just put on your odometer, whatever you put on there. It said last oil change, 26,000.
Inspected by.
You know when to get the oil change again. You get that little sticker.
Yeah, it's inspected by number three.
Need one on the vagina for the pap smear.
Put a little postcard in the mail,
too. We'd put it all...
Smiling
it's
vagina,
time.
Holding a giant toothbrush for some reason.
Yeah, but you got to put it on the cervix. You need on the outside. You need it when the gynecologist goes back in.
Oh, so he knows.
Yeah, the cervix.
The cervix station.
That's good. Yeah, stamped. Like, like departments of weight and measures do with the pump
the USDA,
at the gas station.
But it's purple stamp on there.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Who are we talking to?
Two, Zoe. Four, yeah.
Zoe.
Zoe?
Yeah?
All right, how long do you have sex before it starts to hurt?
Well, sometimes it'll hurt right away, and sometimes it'll be halfway through. It's at different times.
How long?
Like, maybe... 5-10 minutes, sometimes half an hour. Like the other night, it was going on about an hour.
Okay, well, there's no woman on earth that I've ever met that wouldn't have pain after an hour. And many begin.
My wife
pain,
doesn't complain.
Many have.
Yeah,
many
but
have
the
pain
gardener's
after,
not hung very well. If he was hung more like the pool guy, she would be bitching.
I would say most women you have pain after most, not all, not but most have pain after about 10 minutes.
That's your first clue.
So what is the deal here?
Two times a week and no pool.
Even
once I could understand.
Second goes in.
And is that a different kind of pain or is it the same one?
It's the same one. And
is it pain with deep penetration or pain just getting it in there?
Pain just getting it in there.
So that's are you on a birth control pill?
No.
Is there dryness or irritation, anything like that?
After a while, yeah.
Yeah, after a while. But not when. Do you ever have sort of muscular spasm of the vagina? So you have trouble.
No.
Has trouble getting it because of
that? All right. Can you have an orgasm with oral sex?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right, so just
maybe
focus,
that's your
focus
route.
On
yeah,
that.
I mean, orgasms aren't a problem. It's just sometimes it's really painful. And then, it's really embarrassing when you bleed afterwards or something. You know?
It's also very common to be bleeding with sex. Stimulates bleeding in a lot of women. No birth control pills, though, huh? For you?
Yeah.
What are you doing for contraception?
I did the depot for a while.
That's what I'm talking about. So, Zoe,
we said
God.
You kept saying birth control.
Oh, my God, Zoe.
Zoe, junior college?
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
I did do university for a year, so.
Yeah.
That's shocking.
In a way, Zoe, that's worse.
Shocking.
It's dropping back to the minors. Yeah. Okay, let me.
Yeah.
It's like the guy at the carnival. I'll guess your weight and your age. I mean.
Listen, I know stupid when I hear it.
All right, so Zoe, the reason I was asking you about birth control is...
It dries you out.
Depo Provera can dry you up and cause lots of pain.
There you go.
And so you may sometimes need to have an estrogen suppository, something called Vagifem, that can help you out.
Wow. Here's the thing.
Talk to your doctor.
Count me in. Whatever Vagifem is, count me in.
It's a good name, huh?
I think it did a voiceover for them.
Yeah.
Vagifem?
Yeah. It's a good name. Ask your doctor if Vagifem is right for you.
I'm going to name my pontoon boat Vagifem.
Well, Vagifem, it dices vegetables and stuff.
Ron Popeil for Vagifem.
No, how much would you pay?
And but wait.
But
I'm
wait.
Not done. We're throwing a holster. Yeah. Always. It's always, I got burned on the Wonder Mop many years ago, but it's always a bad product when they'll throw in another one for free.
The Wonder Mop.
What's with all the foaming stuff now? What is all that?
What's all the, you mean
the
building?
Foaming cleaners?
Everything's foam.
Foam and just, everything dissolves.
It moves.
Right.
I always get angry.
That means it's working.
I get angry at any of those commercials about cleaners when they're always talking about, use it on the RV, use it on the boat. I'm like, who's up at 4:30 in the morning has got an RV and a boat if they're not in their RV or on their boat right now? Where does everyone get a boat and an RV?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
How many? It's really, and I was like, when they, it always makes me angry when they do this one. Use it on floors, use it on ceilings, use it on doors, use it on windows, use it everywhere. Just say use it everywhere at the beginning. Don't give me the 14 scenarios
not,
and then everywhere.
Tamper, touch, break with a smoke detector.
I go.
And hundreds of other uses.
I go. Here's what happens to me when I fly. They always do that thing. Is it American that does it?
They all do. Oh, United does it.
United and some of their subsidiaries, yeah. I think, do, but they go. It is a federal law. You cannot tamper with, disable, or destroy the smoke detector in the lavatory.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, tamper covers it.
Destroy does too, by the way.
Destroy covers it, but tamper.
Yeah.
Unless you're using telepathy to disable it, but even that, I would argue in a court of law, is tampering.
Yeah.
You do not need the disable or the destroy part.
Yep.
That is all this lawyer speak. We don't realize how much of our lives are being wasted by lawyer speak. And then they want to know why you tune out. Do not. It's a federal law to tamper with, disable, or destroy. Or, really? We needed the third or tamper with? Not going to cover it?
Yeah, federal it's probably law a federal tamper. Law to destroy anything on the airplane.
Yeah.
Well, it's in flight. Yeah. Destroying any part of the aircraft is not good.
Tamper covers what you need to do to the smoke detector so you could go smoke. And is there anybody smoking in the lav on an airplane anymore? Is that, who's got huevos? Who's a big enough rock star to do that?
And if that would happen, I mean? it would be...
Oh, they would turn the plane around.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they'd take it down. Land it.
Land it. Just drive it into the
strap
ocean.
Strap a chute on you and kick you out.
That's right. Aaron?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hold on, champ. We got to take a little break.
Okay.
Sorry, buddy.
It's cool.
I know it's pretty important.
It's a quickie. You want to ask it? It's quickie.
Bumps on the penis?
Yeah, well, because I was wondering, is it possible to get STDs or like some sort of penile infection before you have sex? Because I got these before I had sex.
The bumps are usually pearly penile papules, and they are normal.
Mm-hmm.
They are?
Pearly penile papules. Little
nice
pearly things.
Name it through triplets, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
pearly was born first.
Penile papule, yeah.
Is there, will they go away or?
No, they're normal.
Okay.
You might want to just have somebody look at it, make sure it's not warts, but because there is such a thing.
You can
as
get pressure. Rid of them with a melon baller, can't you?
That's molluscum contagiosum.
Oh yeah, that's my one.
If Ray or somebody had that, you'd love to work on that.
I'll tell you on tonight's TLC.
I saw it.
Pair of
pliers.
Pair of needle nose pliers that popped a guy's back. It was awesome.
My wife screamed out loud four times. During that little exchange. I mean, I've never seen her do that. She's like, oh, my God. Oh!
I got to tell you, my buddy Ray was shirtless and working on the house. He had a nice big back sit. I did that thing where I grabbed a handful of skin, pulled it away, and then took some needle nose electrician pliers, pinched the area off, and that baby blew. And it was satisfying, man.
Wow.
Satisfying.
I thought you were
going
to drop a nail into it.
I did clip one of them with a nail.
Yeah, that's good.
But I did that thing where I wiped it under my armpit so it was good to
stay.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right.
That's good.
Tom
Kenny.
Raised
in the hospital now with pseudomonal infections. So.
Here's the thing about
Acinetobacter.
Guys like my buddy Ray, somehow, magically, never get sick. No allergies, no foodborne allergies, no environmental allergies. This is for people that have money, have time, and are neurotic. Somehow, every guy who works construction, not allergic to anything. So magical. You never see one of the Mexican guys who's been stripping the roof all day come in and say that he has lactose intolerance or wants to know if there's cheese that's on that food. Is this sandwich made? Is there man? How come those guys never get anything? You know why? Because it doesn't exist. You just can do that when you have enough time and you have enough money and you sit on your fat ass long enough, you get to invent things to occupy yourself because we're like superstitious natives. Right. We have too much food in the cupboard and too much money in the bank, so we have to keep inventing invisible things that are going to get us. The guys who live in the real world, the guys who bust their ass, the guys who work out in the sun, they don't have to invent invisible things that are going
to
kill them.
Well, they can't.
I had to give up my lucha wrestling because I was lactose intolerant.
Yeah, right.
It screwed up my wrestling career, man.
Find me one construction guy that's allergic to any food. Find him. Never worked with the dude. Guy's eating slop off the lunch truck all day long. never asking the Mexican chick behind there making the chimichangas.
Now, hold
is
on
there,
now.
That cooked with, is that with vegetable shortening? Is that a shortening in that?
When that guy goes out on disability with his back problem.
He's strung out.
Then
strung
that
out
stuff starts.
Well, he's a drug addict.
That's right.
He just gets hooked on Vicodin. Mm-hmm. That's a man's drug. That's no
that's right.
Pussy
that's a fireman that fell off a roof drug.
Yep. I go ahead and take a pair of filthy pliers and pop a zit on my buddy's back. This never gets infected. Ray never gets an infection, never gets anything. Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
So it really is the learning channel.
No one,
educational.
No chronic fatigue syndrome. No nothing. No syndrome.
Although I heard
nothing,
them talking to your
anything.
Nephew, trying to convince him to stay in school. It was like staring straight. It was
they
funny.
Were. Yeah.
You
want to
be like me?
Yeah.
You want to work construction all your life?
Yeah.
Give me your shoes.
I will take a quick break.
He goes, look at me. I see the therapist twice a week. You know why? And one of the guys says, because he can't afford seven times a week.
That was funny. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good. It's a good show. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Give me your mother effing shoes.
If you need help,
call Loveline 1-800-LOVE-191.
Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. The great Tom Kenny.
Hello.
In studio
sexually
tonight.
Troubled listeners.
Voice of SpongeBob.
SpongeBob a virgin?
Huh?
Is SpongeBob a virgin?
To the best of my knowledge, yes.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe he was high one night.
Yeah, maybe there may be a lost episode that'll come out in a few years.
Well, not an anal, but vaginally, yes.
Yeah. I mean, Gary's not a virgin. Gary's definitely not.
Technically. Lucha Vavoom is the name of the show at the Mayan Theater. That is the 26th and 27th.
Yeah, great lineup. Great lineup.
If you like burlesque, if you like Mexican wrestling, if you like comedy, this is your destination.
There are midget wrestlers at the show, too, the mini matches. So,
are they
for
midget
everybody.
Mexican wrestlers?
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
fantastic.
The two M's. They got the two M's going for them. Yeah, they're awesome. Those guys are really incredible.
Well, here's the thing about. If you think about what you're looking for in a good wrestler, Drew, and let's really break it down.
A good midget wrestler or a good full-size wrestler?
I'm saying, in general, a wrestler, here's not the... You don't want a guy who's 6'8 and 190 pounds to wrestle. You don't want the parts flopping around. You don't want a daddy long leg.
You want everything close to the
What you're looking for is what you're looking for in a good gymnast.
Yeah.
You know, a five-foot guy who can tumble.
But you want more of a bowling ball than a gymnast, don't you?
Well, you'd like a little extra weight on him, but in general, you don't want the limbs to extend too far.
And you want
to
be like badass, like Violent J.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if you're going to get a guy who's going to go up to the top turnbuckle and do a backflip, you don't want that guy to be 6'8 and gangly. No, it's not going to work out.
Yeah, although I've seen huge guys do that at these lucha shows. They're fearless. It's insane.
Yes, it's amazing. But I would say that the midget, much like the gymnast, is actually aided by his
low center of gravity.
And low center of gravity for this particular event.
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes.
If you're too tall, you're like those Snowwalker things in Star Wars. You know, you just,
right?
And you just tip right over.
Nerding. Mike.
Oh.
Do you know what he's talking about? Snowwalker? No, me neither. No, I don't know. Yeah, I didn't see that. Nice I was touch. Home having sex. Where were you doing?
Yeah.
Why was it?
I was with my sister crying at the theater.
My little brother liked it.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah. Good evening, Adam, Dr. Drew, and Mr. Kenny.
Hey, how are you?
My question was actually for Mr. Kenny.
Cool. I'm a mister. You're not, Adam.
I was just wondering if, with the success you've had with SpongeBob, if you've ever had any aspirations of ideas of doing your own cartoon or anything.
Well, luckily, you know, for me, my lack of ambition or need to express myself helps in that area.
The not doing of it.
But, I just sold a little pilot to
you did?
Warner Brothers, yeah, Cartoon nice. Network / Warner Brothers. So
it's called Grape Ape Part 2.
It's called Grape Ape. Yeah, it is. So we'll see what happens with that. But
Grape Ape,
it's fun.
Meets
you
the
know,
splits.
Yeah,
you know how it goes. You hang around with your friends, and there's always stuff coming out. You know, I mean,
sure.
Look at you.
Oh man, I got ideas.
You got more ideas, and you got.
I'm like the Edison of bad comedic ideas.
The Edison,
David.
Hello.
David, you're 21. Yeah, you cheated with your ex-girlfriend. Now she's pregnant.
Yeah.
And you want to know where to tell your current girlfriend.
Well, I kind of told her, but she's pushing towards the abortion. I'm not sure which way I want to go.
She's pushing who towards the abortion?
Okay. My current girlfriend found out that I cheated on her with my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's expecting me to have the abortion with my ex-girlfriend.
What does your abortion have to do with you? Is she talking directly to your ex-girlfriend?
Huh?
How can she will your ex to get an abortion?
Right. What does that have to do with her?
Well, if we were to not have the abortion, then we wouldn't be able to be together, pretty much. So...
So your current girlfriend will dump you if you don't get the ex to get an abortion.
Right.
Is the ex going to have an abortion?
Well, the ex won't have the kid unless I'm going to be there.
All right.
Well, there you go. What are you
Perfect.
Gonna do?
So it's go ahead and get the abortion.
What?
Or what about adoption? That's also a possibility.
No, she's not willing to do that. And part of me is I'm confused on... Well, I'm 21, okay? I'm barely starting my life.
We'll
hear that.
Well, yeah, don't worry. You're not going anywhere.
Wrong decision on marrying this chick just because the sex is a lot better with my ex-girlfriend. I mean...
Okay.
You're gay.
Hold on.
He does sound gay, doesn't he?
He sounds... Well,
bogus, too.
He sounds gay to us, but it's just... Friends know him as, you know, Mr. Personality.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the guy in the Music Man. He really is. He was going to start singing or rhyming at some point. All right, listen, David. Stop having unprotected sex with peoples, number one. Number two, this abortion, I'd be willing to pay for if someone would go ahead and do it.
And then adoption's always a possibility. And stay with the girl you wish to stay with, and we'll see what happens here.
All right. So please put a condom on.
Yes.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back. Loveline, we'll be right back.
Line. That's it. I want to thank Tom Kinney for coming in here tonight.
Oh, thanks for having
Lucha
me on.
Lucha Vavoom.
SpongeBob. Lucha Vavoom. 26th, 27th, Mayan Theater.
Right
everybody.
At the Mayan.
17th, 18th November in Las
Caesar's Palace.
Vegas.
Caesar's Palace.
God love you. Tom, great
Thanks,
guy.
Bud. You too. Thanks
Good
a lot.
Good person, smart. Wish there was more of you. I really do. We'll take a little extended 22-hour break. And until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
As a lifelong frustrated cartoonist, Kenny is thrilled to be a part of today's animation renaissance.
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Gold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.